Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, when we look at California, we tend to focus pretty heavily on Napa and Sonoma, definitely down in Santa Barbara a little bit. But, you know, there's some really nice things being done as you work your way a little further north without getting as far as Oregon.
Right. I think we're talking about Mendocino.
There you go.
Which is really kind of tucked away, a little bit isolated. And that's the way the people like it up there.
They do, as a matter of fact.
Get off my pot grass. But no, there's a lot of really nice smaller wineries there. And one that I've been following for years is Hush.
Hush. Yes.
And they're in the Anderson Valley. And I've really liked a lot of the things they've done there. Let's look at three of their wines. The first is the Estate Pinot Noir from 2016. It's a very tasty Pinot Noir. It's built on the scale somewhere between everyday and Saturday night dinner wine.
Okay.
So it's a pretty...
A lot of good Pinot Noirs coming from up there.
Yeah, it is. It's $31. So okay. If I'm spending that, I'm going to have this on Saturday night dinner. But it's really good basic Pinot Noir. The nose gives you dark chocolate covered cherries with a touch of mint, which is very, very nice. It's medium bodied and has, you know what I noticed was a little bit of hot country feel to it. So a little more alcohol,
okay.
A little more body than some of the other ones. Not quite as much structure, a fuller texture. The flavors are very straightforward. You get tart, dark cherry, a lot of earthy notes, and a touch of spicy ginger in the finish. So it makes a nice progression. And I would love this with a nice big old beef stew or something. So a really good, decent Pinot Noir. Their Chardonnay is pretty enjoyable. It's from 2016. It's a very good example of traditional California Chardonnay, and believe me, there is a place in the world for a wine like this. It's rich, loaded with tropical fruit, well-balanced with good acidity, and touched with a bit of oak, and just a bit.
Okay.
Nothing over the top.
No.
The aroma and flavor, they really match up. There's touches of pineapple, banana, papaya, Meyer lemon, tropical fruit, in other
words. There you go.
And what you smell, it gets repeated, you know, when you take a sip of the wine. So it's pretty consistent that way. Medium to full-bodied and has a kind of a nice plump feeling to it.
Okay.
You know, so we're not talking white Burgundy style. This is pretty plump.
What's this run price-wise?
All of this for $20.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That is a good deal. That really is. One thing I've followed for years from Hush is their dry Gewürztraminer, also from Anderson Valley, 2017.
Also one of your favorite grapes.
Yeah, it is. And you don't come across too many dry Gewürzes, but this one really works very nicely. The aroma shows apple blossoms, honey, and a bit of minerality. And on the palate, you get those familiar Gewürz flavors, spicy flavors like pineapple and ginger, a touch of resin, a touch of orange peel.
Uh-huh.
So good complexity, but it's dry, crisp, and no more than medium-bodied.
Sort of in the Alsatian style?
No, it's
okay.
Drier than that.
Oh, wow.
It's drier than
okay.
that. Yeah, and that's why it's so intriguing. A good wine that's going to be absolutely great with food, and like they say, if you're doing Asian food, this is, you know, just the way to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under programs and features, scroll down to Seller Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to, and it'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. So give that a shot.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.